It's all between Ashdown and Foreman. Richmond's down close to Red River. Harden's on the Frisco Railroad up there between Ashdown and Foreman. And the old home place is on that 32 highway. Mm-hmm. Of course, there wasn't any highway there. They had what they call a lateral.
A what?
Lateral.
Lateral.
Yeah, Richmond and Harden lateral. Actually, how they got this name lateral was in the mud holes. They'd have to cut a bunch of trees and things, and they'd lay them crossways, you know, so they could get through the mud holes
of
the wagons. And that's how they got that name, lateral. So he lived on that, this road, you know, between Richmond and Garden. His name was Davis. R.S. Davis.
R.S.
Two of my aunts are still living. One of them is 95, another 97.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do they still live down in that part of the country?
Well, they in the nursing home.
Country.
They don't like it. They have a home out there. Well, it's within a quarter of a mile of my grandfather's birthplace. Mm-hmm. And up until about a year ago, they lived out there, the two of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And neither one of them had any children. They had both been married, but neither of them had any children.
Do you have any idea of how far along your grandfather on your mother's side got in school, or if he had any schooling at all?
No, actually I don't. I've heard him talk about just his reader and spelling and so forth and so on, but I don't know what they call, how they, you know, they finished so many readers and so
right.
many spellers.
Right.
I don't know. But I sort of figured that he had a pretty good, that might have been just common sense education, but he had a pretty good business, you know, in that freight outfit
right.
between. He moved from over there to Van Buren, and they were living in Van Buren when my mother was born, and that was when Jesse James and Frank and Belle Starr and them were all up in that country.